Good morning. Today we continue the series on the fourth servant song recorded by the prophet Isaiah in the biblical book that bears his name. The fourth servant song has as its subject the atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah prophesied concerning Jesus' death about 700 years before the crucifixion took place. The fourth servant song is found in Isaiah 52 verse 13 to Isaiah 53 verse 12. Today we will look at Isaiah 53 verse 7, which reads, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth." The emphasis of Isaiah 53 verse 7 is the silence of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is portrayed as the silent sufferer. That is indeed the dominant thought in verse 7, where twice we read concerning Jesus that he opened not his mouth. Jesus was silent before those who leveled false accusations against him. On the way to the cross and at the crucifixion itself, Jesus suffered physical, psychological, and emotional abuse, yet he opened not his mouth. Jesus was silent towards those who wounded him, those who bruised him, those who flogged him, and those who mocked him. Though Jesus' response was silent concerning accusations leveled against him, he spoke in such a way that he affirmed his identity as the God-man and Messiah. Jesus was eminently capable of defending himself against the false and unjust accusations leveled against him, but he chose not to speak up to declare his innocence, nor did he say anything to protest against the illegal and unjust kangaroo court that was orchestrated against him by the chief priests and other Jewish religious authorities. The Lord Jesus neither murmured against God for causing him to suffer for other men's sins, nor reviled men for punishing him without just cause. Indeed, our Savior did not seek a way to preserve his own life. Instead, he willingly and patiently accepted the punishment for our sins that was described in verse 6 as having been laid on him by God the Father. No word of complaint passed his lips. Christ's suffering was done voluntarily and willingly. It was this willingness to die on behalf of sinners like you and me why Jesus remained silent. We are all born sinners. Furthermore, we all practice sin. The Bible declares in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also declares in Romans 3:12, "There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Then the book of Romans tells us in chapter 5, verse 8, that God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In verse 7, the silent suffering of the Lord Jesus is compared to a lamb led to the slaughter. A lamb is the picture of a defenseless and innocent animal. The lamb imagery used in the passage would readily resonate with the average Israelite. During the annual celebration of the Feast of the Passover, every Jewish home killed a lamb and ate thereof. The Passover was instituted in Exodus chapter 12. Thereafter, the celebration of the Passover was to celebrate God's sparing of his people during their Egyptian captivity. Those Jewish households described in Exodus 12 that did not have the blood of the lamb on their doorposts would suffer through death the loss of the firstborn in that household. Jesus is God's ordained Passover lamb for the sins of the world. On the merits of his death and resurrection, you and I need not suffer the wrath of God towards sinners. That is because Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. the sin of the world. Like a lamb, Jesus willingly went to his death on the cross to pay the price of his own blood for sinners like you and me. In the words of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8, "And being found in appearance as a man, he," Jesus, "humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." Jesus' silence in the face of his accusers and before both Herod and Pilate signaled his willingness to die. Though Jesus could have mounted a defense, he was answerable for our sins and guilt when the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus chose to submit silently to the death sentence that we might loudly glory in salvation by grace through faith. He chose to submit silently to the death sentence, the just for the unjust, in order that you and I may boldly proclaim that we have obtained the gift of the righteousness of Christ himself. As the Son of God, who did only the will of his Father, Jesus went to the cross willingly as an act of submission towards God the Father. Jesus recognized that his guiltless, sinless sacrifice on the cross was the only way the price for sin could be paid to a holy God. What are some of the takeaways that we can embrace from this verse highlighting the silent suffering of the Lord Jesus? First, we Christians should be grateful that Jesus humbled himself and suffered silently so that we could be redeemed. We as Christians should pursue patience and meekness and imitate Christ's submissiveness to God's will. We should also be ready to endure reproach, cruel assaults, distress, and torture in pursuit of God's will. That is what the Apostle Peter declared in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 to 23, which reads, "But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in turn, but he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously." And when we see Jesus, we will join with the heavenly host in the book of Revelation to sing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." For my non-Christian friends, be warned that the Lord Jesus is not returning to earth to suffer again as a silent lamb to the slaughter. Instead, he'll return as a mighty king and judge. The Word of God warns non-Christians to believe. In the book of Revelation, unbelievers are warned to surrender their lives to Christ or face the wrath of the Lamb. Jesus is returning to earth not as a helpless, hapless lamb to the slaughter. Rather, he's returning as a mighty lamb whose wrath is to be feared. But no one needs to face the wrath of the Lamb, for today is a day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. If you will surrender your life to Christ, you too will be numbered among the hosts in heaven that will celebrate forgiveness of sins, salvation from the wrath of God towards sinners, everlasting life, and joy unspeakable. We will continue the series next week. Until then, may Christ bless you greatly.